Hi, this is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking today about Alzheimer's disease and the association that supports the people who have it and their families. Karen Blank represents the organization. Steve Simons is with us. He is a member of the... Are you a member of the board of the local?
I'm not, actually. My wife is a member of the board. Sally's a member of the board. I support the board.
Sally Marchese is a member of the board.
Yes.
Steve is coming here because he's he has a very big interest because of his own family involvement with this. The chemistry of what causes this is getting better known, isn't it?
Yes.
What do we think it is that, and how do, it, what are the theories on helping people? Do you know?
Well, here's the thing. I just want to say this, I think, before going into that. Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in this country. It's the only one in the top 10 that there's no way to prevent it, to cure it, or even to slow it, which I think sometimes people think there's medications out there, Aricept, that can they can take. A lot of the drugs help with symptoms for some people for some of the time. So it's not like there you take a magic pill and that's it. I mean, so that's I think there's a big, you know, confusion with that. There really, unfortunately, is no way to stop it, cure it, or prevent it. Of course, we promote brain health and healthy living, a good diet. These are all great things. But basically...
How much diet? How much is diet in the formula, you know?
You know, the jury's really out on that. I mean, obviously, you know, it helps, but there are people that, you know, I'm not saying not to live a healthy lifestyle, but there are people that lived a completely healthy lifestyle. We have physicists and attorneys, and they get stricken with the disease. So really, if you have a brain, you're at risk. That's the bottom line. The biggest risk factor is age, too. You know, the older you get, the more susceptible you are. But really, you know, unfortunately, there's no way to really prevent the disease. You know, there's plaques that build up in the brain, which is what causes it, and the memory loss. And then the other big question is, what's the difference between Alzheimer's and dementia?
Well, is there?
Well, if you think of dementia as an umbrella, and there's different spokes to that umbrella. So Alzheimer's is a form of dementia. It's the most common form of dementia. There's also, you know, Parkinson's has some type of Lewy body.
Well, if I'm a fighter and I get banged around in the ring a lot, and I have the problems that look like Alzheimer's, it's not Alzheimer's?
It depends. I mean, there are certain, you know, we know in the NFL there's a lot of players that are affected by memory loss. You know, that could be to all the concussions they've suffered over their careers. But, you know, Alzheimer's really doesn't have a, you know, true link, a cause of why it happens. You know, that's the big question, you know. It's just the scary question. You know, a lot of other diseases we can look
to. Well, let me paraphrase the question differently. If it's in a case of an autopsy, and I'm the prize fighter who got beat up a lot.
Right.
And you're the person who died with, you know, no trauma from the same disease, or what appears to be the same disease, would the brain look different?
It depends. I mean, like I said, it really depends. I mean, there could be a fighter that does not have Alzheimer's that had just a lot of hits to the head, and that's what caused the dementia. But then there could be people that just...
I understand that. The question really is, would my brain look different from your brain if we both had the same symptoms?
Oh, if you had Alzheimer's versus someone who didn't.
If you have Alzheimer's, I got what looks like Alzheimer's,
yes,
because of
brain. Yes, it would look differently, yes.
It would look
different.
Yes. You could actually diagnose and say this one was not this and this one was that.
Yeah, and again, it's only it's the way that the brain looks, but again, it's only, you know, for the people that actually go through with an autopsy and actually get that, you know, but it's the plaques and tangles that make up what Alzheimer's.
Shouldn't we be doing autopsies on everybody who dies of this disease?
Well, I mean
this is not a question that people want to do all the time.
Yeah, that's
but
the
I
thing.
Well, I think the difference is that if you have an Alzheimer's brain, you will see the plaques and tangles in an autopsy after the fact. If you were the prize fighter, you could have symptoms which falls under the umbrella of dementia. And so that's how that would probably be labeled. Your brain may not have the plaques and tangles. You could probably have both. You could have been a prize fighter with you know, dementia with the Alzheimer's as well, in which case you would see those plaques. But I think what the association is trying to do, we're so heavy on research right now and trying to, you know, all these drugs that are out there are developed after the fact, after you have already shown these symptoms, and we try to slow it down. And that's really all the drugs do, is put a little bit of a halt to it, and eventually they begin to stop working, and you progress back to where you would have been anyway. So it doesn't do anything to stop you from getting the disease. So the Alzheimer's Association is really trying to raise funds and do research to try to find out where we can attack this prior to getting it. If we could find this out.
When we have drugs that are look like they're having a positive effect.
Yes.
Are they worse than not doing something at all?
I don't think so, because, again, my father has the disease. So if I can hold off, for argument's sake, let's say he has 10 years from beginning to end of his cycle. Let's just for argument's sake. If I can hold him off and have 5 better years with him,
The deterioration would still be
Be there anyway, right.
It'll be steeper because
it'll be more evident to me, yes.
Right. Now, yes. Let's say the whole span was 15 years.
Yeah.
And you had 5 good years.
Right.
The other 10 years would still be only 10 years.
Yes.
And then it would be over.
That's right. It's going to progress no matter whether you give them the drugs or not. It's just how much I can hold on to him.
So the question is, what do the drugs do? Does it give better accessibility to the synaptic movements in the brain that are left?
It more helps with the symptoms of the disease, the anxiety, the frustration, for some people. You know, it doesn't always work for everybody, but that's what I think, people think that that's going to help stop it. It just helps with the symptoms. So if Sally's dad's acting, you know, anxious and frustrated, the disease might help him be calm.
No, that's not what I was saying, Karen. What I was saying is you can be more lucid longer and be relatively in a normal state longer with drugs. Is that the case?
It's not so much the lucid part. It's more, like I said, you know, the disease, there's the early stage, the middle stage, and the late stage. So people can live in those stages for quite a long time. Like you said, 15 to 20 years, people could have the disease.
Look at Reagan.
Yeah,
forever.
So they can be fairly...
That was the most tormenting thing for her.
Well, they call it the long goodbye, and for good reason, because, you know, the person looks exactly the same, and they could have good days and bad days and, you know, moments of lucidity and clarity. And then, you know, so the drugs really kind of help with more of the symptomatic causes of the disease, but not so much with, you know, stopping it or slowing it or anything like that. But like I said, it's a, you know, the early stage, people could still be working and driving. There's subtle differences. And then, you know, as you get to the middle stages, that's when it gets more, people really shouldn't be driving and...
Left alone.
Is there any research being done using X-ray and things like that, or is that just a shot in the dark?
There's a whole thing about some sonograms that was in the news recently. So there's a lot of research out there on different topics, but you know, nothing yet. I mean, there's a lot of hope out there. The Alzheimer's Association is the largest private funder of research in the world. So that's a big focus that we have in addition to the programs and resources, because we realize a cure isn't going to be found tomorrow. But, you know, the families...
The drug companies, are they being helpful or are they kind of absent?
Yeah, I mean, there are some drug companies that are helpful. Again, it's, you know, with the prevalence of the disease, you know, there's a great need for them.
There's a great need for it, and there's a great market. They can make a lot of money if they create the problem, the solution. The problem is, I don't think they believe they can. And if you don't believe you can... If I don't believe I can build this 48-story building, I ain't building it.
Well, I believe the association believes they can. I do.
Well,
I volunteer my time
without that belief.
Right. I that's the reason why I decided to get so involved in this.
Yeah. But if I'm strictly looking at the monetary rewards of doing it, I can say I can cure something else and make a lot of money. I don't need to do this. because this is going to be a long pull, and there's no real hope for me to make money. So that's why I don't trust, the drug companies. However, I do have a little bit more faith in the government-funded studies, because they're not trying to make a profit.
Right.
They never do, and they shouldn't anyway. So I think that this is where we're going to get more funding that's going to be beneficial, because the people who are looking to make a buck, they ain't getting in this boat. It's not to them it's a bad journey. Anyway, we'll get to talk about other things that I know that are happening, and I'll ask you about them. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I have Karen Blank, I have Sally Marchese, and I have Steve Simons in the studio today, and we'll be talking about this some more. This is Earnestly Speaking on 103.9.